Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman, joined by Mark Cass from Team Lammy. It's the business of sports today. If you're going to the Brewers game, parking is a little bit more expensive in the postseason. Preferred is $45 compared to $35 during the season. General is up to $35, up from the regular $25. But I've heard the process is really easy getting in. The app's working really well.
Yeah, I was surprised how easy it was to get in last night, because normally for a playoff game, there's a huge line to get in, and you got to get out there early. Got to wait either on the freeway or at the top of the hill off Blue Mound. Last night, we drove right in. We drove right into the parking lot. We parked in the preferred area. I hit the app. I hit my kind of hit the button. Mm-hmm. It worked. I walked away. I didn't get towed, and I didn't get a ticket.
All right.
So life was good. It would have sucked if I seen a Brewers loss and I got a ticket. I'm just saying. I'd have been calling Rick and saying, hey, what the heck's going on here? But no, it's a really easy process. Yeah. I was impressed because, I mean, as I've said, other times you have a game at that time of day. Think about that. That's right in the heart of rush hour.
Yeah.
It should have been a mess out there. It was not. It was easy to drive in.
Good. It's good to see the technology's working, especially a lot of new people at the playoffs, too. So a lot of first-timers.
Just the whole atmosphere is great. People are getting out there early. People having fun. So easy to get in. I mean, what do people complain about, right?
Yeah.
Long lines to get in. So this was not the case yesterday.
Yes. Well, one thing you can do to avoid the long lines is take a shuttle. A lot of bars and restaurants across the area offer shuttle services. Mark Zerath is the owner of Magoo's on the Mound, right there on 58th and Blue Mound Road, blocks from the ballpark. Him and his team also own Von Trier on the east side of Milwaukee, the Red Mill Inn and Pizza, and Ella's Public House. Mark, thanks for taking the time to join us this morning. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Appreciate the time.
Of course. So how is your team at all your locations preparing for the increased crowds during the playoff games?
Well, of our locations, really the Blue Mound Road one's the only one that's affected by the Brewers. But yeah, we are definitely on full staff. We are ramped up and ready to go. All hands on deck, as they say. Everyone who's available to work is on the schedule.
That's good. How was night one inside the location yesterday?
It was good. I mean, kind of an odd start time, right? With the 4:30 start time, it made it a little bit. I mean, no complaints. We were very busy, but definitely anticipating with the 6:30 start tonight being even a little busier.
How much more is it than a regular game during the regular season? I mean, is there more atmosphere? Is there more people coming early? How does it impact the business?
Yes, people are definitely coming earlier. Crowds are definitely a little bigger, and you can feel the electricity, so to speak. People are amped up and ready to go. Everyone, the anticipation with everyone is, you know, they're just, it's like, all right, let's get going here. Let's see what happens.
Right. So, and you're already known for a Brewers bar. I mean, right? You're right there on the strip. But what are some of the special game day food and drink promotions? And what else does your team do to really kind of create that vibrant game day atmosphere?
Yeah, we've always got food and drink specials. We try and do something that's, you know, kind of considered, you know, a game day food special, whether it's like our sausage of the week or something like that. Try and do something that's, you know, more like a tailgate themed type thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's always, you know, trying to get the crowd hyped up, whether it's, you know, the music, getting them going with some music. We've always got a pregame show on the TVs. So it's just a general atmosphere, trying to get everyone going and pumped up.
How early are they there? How early do they show up for a 4:30 game? Were they there at 9 a.m.? Were they there at 10? Like, I know Jeff wanted to get there at 10. So
that's right.
Yeah, that's probably what I would have done. yesterday they were starting. They were showing up early. We were parking cars by 12:30.
Wow. Yeah, okay, that's full commitment, Jeff. That's getting into the game all day. I like that.
Yeah. And Mark Zerath,
it's nice to see the people come early, because then we can start our shuttles early. And you know, as you guys had mentioned, the new parking system, now that they got the bugs worked out of that, it also really helps with the shuttle.
Oh, interesting.
Because now the shuttles aren't backed up at the top of the hill either.
Yep.
It's a much easier in and out for the shuttles, so it makes the process much better for all the shuttle customers on Blue Mound Road.
Mark Zerath is the owner of Magoo's on the Mound. It's just blocks away from the ballpark. He also owns Von Trier on the east side. When we come back, I want to talk about some of the construction on the east side and how it's impacting Von Trier, but I also want to dive in a little deeper into the shuttle business at Magoo's. This is The Upswing, the business of sports. You're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman, joined by Mark Cass from Team Lammy, the business of sports on this beautiful Wednesday. Mark Zerath is the owner of Magoo's on the Mound. So, Mark, how long has it been? This location used to be Steve's, correct?
Yes. Steve's on Blue Mound.
Steve's on Blue Mound, kind of an icon for years. How was it converting? Yes. I mean, did you do a lot of changes inside the bar when you purchased it?
Yeah, there was some change, and it was particularly with the kitchen operations. Steve's on Blue Mound never really operated a full long-term kitchen. Their hours were real sporadic, and they leased it out sometimes. So us bringing in a full, remodeling the kitchen and bringing in a full kitchen staff to offer a full menu was the biggest change that we did.
Yeah, and now you're able to, you know, run it like a full-time restaurant and bar and take advantage of all the game days, but non-game days, too, and that's got to be important for the business.
Correct. Having that full-time kitchen has really made a difference.
So how important has the shuttle business been for you? I mean, is that a major driver for fans coming in? I mean, it's truly convenient, as we said at the opening of the show, but how important is it to your business?
It's very important. I mean, it is a big driver for business on game days, and not just us, all up and down Blue Mound Road. I mean, collectively, and I got to believe it's very important to the Brewers organization as well. Collectively, Blue Mound Road, just the Blue Mound Road side. I mean, we shuttle thousands and thousands of people a season.
Yeah.
So I mean, we shuttled over 250 yesterday alone. So.
Wow. And is it more for the playoff games? Is it less for playoff games? Is it more during the? I mean, kind of when is your peak times?
Yeah, it builds throughout the season. Okay. Obviously, with the Brewers being so relevant this year, it just keeps building toward the end of the season. And yes, we're busier. You know, we'll shuttle more today probably than any other game of the season.
Wow, interesting.
And do you do a similar process as a lot of establishments? Once you're there, you tell patrons you can leave at the end of the seventh or at the end of the game. Do you offer those two options?
Yes, so we start the shuttles an hour and a half before game time. With the playoffs now, we'll start 2 hours before game time, and we keep running until the last person wants to go down. And then on the way back, we do start at the middle of the seventh inning. But at any time, if someone wants to come back, they can just call the bar, and we'll come down and get them because, I mean, we're only a mile away. So
yeah.
And we just we make those return runs until everyone is back.
How long does that take? I mean, an hour after the game, 2 hours, 4 hours? How long are people there?
No, generally well within an hour after the game, we've got everyone back.
Okay. Yeah. That's great. It's almost like a personal Uber service. You know, you're committed to your bar and establishment, and you're committed to the patron. That's great.
Have a drink when you get back. It's all good, Jeff.
Yes.
Right. It's convenient, for sure.
So you also own the kind of the historic, iconic Von Trier on Milwaukee's east side. A lot of construction. I had Alderman Jonathan Brostoff in about a week and a half ago talking about the construction on East North Avenue. A lot of great changes coming there. But what has the impact been on your business with that construction?
It has definitely had an impact. But we do understand it is, you know, important for our future, for the growth of the east side and that whole North Avenue corridor. So, I mean, at some point we got to bite the bullet. But it definitely has had an impact to the point where we did modify our hours a little bit, opening up a little later, sometimes closing a little earlier, have removed Tuesdays from our schedule. Mondays, we were always closed on Mondays, but now we also closed on Tuesdays. So,
okay.
Kind of would you expect that to change after the construction is through?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. After the construction's through, by then we're right in the heart of our busy season and the fish fry season, yep. And we will definitely go back to our full schedule.
And then you'll bring back, I know the fish fry is back at Von Trier, and then you'll bring back all the holiday and Christmas ornaments and the popcorn?
Absolutely. The popcorn is back.
All right.
Popcorn, post-COVID, the popcorn came back about a month ago.
I love that. Everybody's got a Von Trier story, Jeff, right? Yeah, we all been to Von Trier's. We all have a Von Trier story, I'm sure.
Yes.
I want to hear Jeff's.
A lot of time there when I worked in county government. That was our place to have some heated policy discussions.
Unwind,
we had a lot of fun there, Mark.
It's a great icon.
Mark Zierath is the owner of Magoo's on the Mound, Von Trier, and other establishments taking care of business during the Brewers playoffs. Mark, I appreciate your time today.
I appreciate you guys as well. Thanks for having me.